When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And on today's show, we answer your questions. This is our Q&A episode. You ask your real estate or finance or tax or any related question, and we will answer it here on the show. You can feel free to ask a question by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second voicemail message. And while you're there, please grab our totally free, it's totally free, our boot camp, our 90-day financial freedom boot camp. Now, this will take you through week by week by week on how to get your finances in order to become a real estate investor. We take you through understanding performing assets, understanding liabilities, all of those pieces of the puzzle. And after 90 days, you will be ready to dive into a financial freedom plan for your family. So that's what my goal is, to make you go there, download that bootcamp for free. Go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp to grab it. We put a lot of work into it, so I want you to have it. Okay, our first question today comes from Jess. Let's listen to Jess's question.
So, hi, Clayton. I heard a lot about your company from friends and colleagues, actually. And I'm just really curious. I haven't looked into it much, and it very well could be answered somewhere, but I was just curious, how does Morris Invest make money? I'm just curious. It seems like everything is kind of laid out for you, and I just feel like I'm missing something. Am I missing anything? I'm just kind of curious how you guys make your money. Sorry for the boldness of the question.
No problem. We are a business. I wish we could, with our partners, build houses for free and not make a profit and just run a charity. But we are a for-profit business. So we have our marketing arm of our team, which receives a referral fee for any person who then works with us. And we have our development team, which builds the properties. And so because we're building so many properties in one particular year, we do it in bulk. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen all of the stories about lumber prices doubling, tripling in price right now. I saw a funny meme the other day on Instagram where it said, "Hey, I just drove past a billionaire," and it was just a guy with a big flatbed truck filled with lumber because that was, because the price of lumber right now is so ridiculous. But because we buy in bulk and because we, along with our development team, do this ahead of time, that means by putting, buying the number of furnaces and buying the number of water heaters and lumber and locking in lumber prices well ahead of these skyrocketing prices, we're able then to do this in bulk and pass those savings on to the clients that end up working with us. And so the higher volume is how we make up for that margin. So higher volume versus a higher margin, meaning we'd rather build 400 homes a year then charge much higher prices. And so because we keep our prices low, that means that the people that end up buying properties from us end up make a great return on investment because they are able to get a reduced priced property, but they're not overpaying. So now their return on that investment, their internal rate of return is very high, anywhere from like a conservative, like 8%, cash on cash or internal rate of return, all the way up to like 18% internal rate of return and higher than that. because financing built in, a tenant already in place and cash flowing, all of those things. We build, buy in bulk. It allows us to offer more services, benefits to our clients without adding on additional fees. So when people work with us, they're like, wait a minute, do I own the home or do we like pay you a fee? And the answer is no, you own the home 100%. And there's no ongoing additional fee to work with us in any capacity. You own the home outright. You could turn around the next day and sell it. But the goal is you're going to hold it for the rest of your life and make it a great cash performing tax shelter and a performing asset for you for the rest of your life. So our profit is included in the sale of the property. That's it. Like when we close on a property, that's how we make money. Just like any builder would, gets that money in that same way. Okay, thank you for that question, Jess. All right, let's get another question here from Alana. Here we go, Alana.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Alana. I currently have one rental property in a small town in the Midwest with really low turnover rates. I have moved to Washington, D.C., where the real estate market is very different. I'm looking to buy my second property with my first home's equity, and I was wondering your advice on buying a property in a more volatile market versus having the safety of a smaller town. Thank you.
Thank you, Alana. Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of volatile markets. I like boring, conservative markets with a number of growth potentials. We'll have a link in the description for you to check out another video that we've done here on what I look for in rental real estate markets. So please be sure to check out that video. But just to give you a high level example, you know, I want low crime. I want population increasing, not decreasing. This is important. I would check your census data to see what is, when you say volatile, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean that people are leaving? Jobs are leaving? I don't know that I would want to invest in a town like that. I can tell you the answer is no, I would not. You know, are Fortune 500 companies coming there? Are they building new universities, hospitals? You know, is crime low? You know, how are the schools? Like we only build our houses in the best school districts. That's our main focus. We will buy land and build properties specifically in the best school districts. So when you say volatile, is there a lot of crime? Are the school districts not so good? So you have a lot of people that are transient. Is it a one-horse town, meaning there's only one employer in the town? So I would seriously consider looking at, you know, if you're going to use that equity, which I'm a big believer of, if you're going to use the equity in your home, because you can't eat equity, taking that equity, using that as a down payment in some form or fashion, and then using the bank's money. I mean, we're seeing, you know, record low interest rates, under 3% this week. I think 2.78% for a 30-year fixed mortgage this week. That is unprecedented. That is basically free money when you take into account inflation and the fact that you're cash flowing on top of that. You're not only a hedge against inflation, you're beating it because then you get the tax benefits of it. So you're getting this free money from the bank in order to buy an investment property. And let me just say this, you know, I was speaking to someone the other day who's just getting started in real estate investing, her and her husband. And she said, you know, can you invest like in other towns outside of where you live? And I said, yeah, built a whole business around that. That's what we do. Because remember, the best properties, the best rental properties are not in your backyard. They're not. They're going to be in other markets that hit those demographic numbers. Are they pandemic proof? Unlike, you know, Orlando and Las Vegas, when the pandemic hit, all of the tourism dried up and all of those casinos shut down. So are you in one of those markets or are you in a safer, more conservative market? Again, are there jobs growing? Are there good paying jobs? What is the environment like for landlords? You know, Texas, where we do a lot of our building, is landlord friendly. So it's very low issue with, you know, if there's a tenant that's not paying, not COVID related, but if there's a tenant not paying because they, you know, they just go in the property and they don't want to pay the rent. That's happened to me. Not in Texas. It's happened to me in New Jersey, where then it's not a landlord-friendly state. It took us over a year to get this tenant removed from our property, and she knew exactly what she was doing. She was specifically squatting in this property. She moved in and had no intention of paying, and then she knew the New Jersey laws. She knew that it would take nearly a year. We spent thousands of dollars hiring a lawyer, which you have to do in New Jersey, go through that whole process. So that is not a landlord-friendly state. Texas, however, is. Can have an eviction in 2 weeks if a tenant tries to pull something like that. So you need to know like what type of state you're dealing with as well. State laws can be very important. And of course, crime, school districts, all of those things. Just be very smart and do your research. You know, do your research on census data, look at crime statistics, look at population growth. All of those things are very important for your success in rental real estate investing. So if you have a question, feel free to ask us by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can ask us a 30-second voicemail question. Today's episode is brought to you by IP Vanish. You've probably heard me talk about using a VPN, a virtual private network, to browse the internet. I don't ever use the internet without using one. If you are surfing the web, doing banking, doing anything, you need to have a VPN. It's a virtual private network that gives you anonymous IP addresses. This means that your personal IP address that's tied to your home cannot be tracked by anyone on the web. You can circumvent any online censorship. That means if you're in the United States and you want to listen to some BBC content on their iPlayer, which you can't get in the US, boom, using IPvanish.com, you can. Just like if you were in another country and you wanted to access Disney Plus and you have a subscription, but you can't because it's not in that region. Again, censorship, get out of our way. Get protection also when you're on public Wi-Fi. So if you go to a Starbucks or something, turn on IPvanish, boom. No one can hack into your computer. No one can get access to your data. It's fantastic. You need to use them. And you're going to get 65% savings when you go to ipvanish.com/investing. That's ipvanish.com/investing. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month. And I got to tell you, folks, you know, like I do not only in, you know, real estate investing, I do some crypto trading and some other things. And so, you know, some of the exchanges that I use, they're not available to US customers. And so I have to use an IP address. I have to use IP Vanish so that I can get access to some of the best exchanges like Binance, which is an international exchange. Their US version doesn't give me access to the coins that I want to trade. So again, another reason to use a VPN. Check them out and get 65% savings. ipvanish.com/investing. Okay, our next question comes to us from Lee. Take it away, Lee.
Hey, Clayton, how are you? Longtime listener here. My name is Lee. You always talk about moving your properties to a legal entity. How do you proceed? Do you just call the bank and tell them? Do you call the title station? Can you give me more information? Thank you so much, and keep up the good content.
Thank you, Lee. So a couple of points there. I mean, you number one, I would encourage you to check out our video series that we did here on the channel about, you know, is it necessary for you to buy in an LLC? Because if you're going to go the financing route, traditional financing with these incredibly low rates right now, there's an opportunity for you to pick up this property using your own personal name and then transfer it to an LLC later on. So if you're just getting started, might not necessarily be the route that you want to go just yet. But again, seek legal advice on this. I'm not a lawyer or a financial advisor, so I can't tell you one way or the other. But just to say, I've done it where we'll purchase with our own name to get the really incredible rates from the bank. And then there are opportunities. Garrett Sutton, a lawyer, talks about this in his book, The Loopholes of Real Estate. We work with his team at Corporate Direct to set up an LLC. Very easy to do, and talk to their team about how, okay, I'm buying this property in my own name with the bank. I'd like to transfer this into an LLC, a legal protection LLC. And that's something you want to do. I mean, in my personal opinion, that's something that I would definitely do for legal protection so that that asset is not tied to your name personally. Okay. Because if a tenant slips and falls and hurts his or herself and, you know, then sues you, they're suing you because you own that property in your own name. So in a short amount of time after you close on the property, what we have done, in my opinion, is we've then transferred it into an LLC after we've closed and we've gotten this great financing. And as Garrett Sutton writes about in his great book, The Loopholes of Real Estate Investing, we'll have a link below to that so you can check out that book. There are ways to do it and structure it properly, but you definitely want to work with a legal team on that. You do not want to try to do this yourself because it's very important about the way that your entities are set up. You should have a professional do it, and they can do it for a few hundred dollars. I mean, it's very inexpensive to set up a legal an LLC in the state typically where the property is located. So again, we have multiple LLCs where our rental properties are located, and that's typically what they will do. They'll set up an LLC in the rental market where you own those properties. Remember, it's not a matter of as Garrett says, he's famous for saying this, it's not a matter of if you will be sued. It's a matter of when. Now, not to scare you, but very often, you know, these small things can happen where, you know, someone wants to sue you for $1,500 because of this issue. You didn't fix a handrail or whatever. It's going to happen, right? You might be lucky and it'll never happen, but you always just want to be prepared in case it does. And that way, if someone ends up suing you, then they can only sue the legal entity that owns the rental property. And then they can't come after you and your primary residence where you live and all of that extra stuff, the cars that you own and your other assets. They can only go after the LLC that owns the rental property. So again, check out the team at Corporate Direct. We have a direct link on our website, I believe. If you go to morrisinvest.com/LLC, it should take you right to Corporate Direct. Tell them we sent you. And in fact, I think you save like $100 off if you use that link, because we've been working with them for years. So again, morrisinvest.com/LLC, and get on the phone with those guys. They're fantastic and they'll give you some great legal advice on that process. So thank you, Lee, for that question. If you have a voicemail question you'd like to ask, again, go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. And again, while you're there, grab our 90-day Financial Freedom Bootcamp. Again, we put a lot of work into this and it's totally free. Download the PDF. It's like 30 pages or so. And we take you through week to week to week. And we're going to make you do homework. We're going to make you put stuff on a calendar and really map out your financial future. And I think it'll be transformative. We've had thousands of people download our bootcamp and they've had unbelievable success. So take advantage of it. It's totally free. We built it for you. We want to see you succeed. Thanks, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.